Bigrim is Thailand's oldest established company. In 2028, it will mark 150 years. In this episode of Stewards of Compassion, we follow Bigrim's expansion in renewable energy from Thailand to South Korea and the United States. The Stewards of Compassion. Let's hear from Dr. Harold Link, chairman of Bigrim. He leads the company's long-term direction and speaks here about the wider vision behind its expansion.
It doesn't come by Bigrim showing up in Korea and go to somebody and say, let's do that together. No, everything has a story behind it.
The company's entry into the Korean market actually starts in Thailand. In 2018, Bigrim was selected by the Royal Thai Navy as the operator for power plants and a cooling water project at Utapao Airport. That opened the door to work with Korean partners on battery technology and led to a relationship that later grew in South Korea. South Korea is one of Asia's most competitive renewable energy markets, home to some of the world's largest industrial and technology companies. For a Thai company, building a successful renewable energy business there represents an important milestone in its international growth. Now let's hear from Piradech Patanachan, president of the renewable energy business at Bigrim. He oversees renewable energy development outside Thailand and Malaysia.
During the pandemic, everything got more difficult to do. I could not come back, so I stayed in South Korea quite long during that year.
Despite the challenges, Bigrim invested in the Sayamangum Sebit Power solar plant, which has an installed capacity of 99 megawatts. The investment went through in 2021, and the plant has been in operation since March of 2022.
After that success in 2021 and 2022, we got more opportunities from the Korean government and our partners over there. In 2023, we got awarded for our Nakwa project. We are very proud to demonstrate the story of our journey in South Korea. South Korea is a very unique market.
The 365-megawatt Nagual offshore wind project became Bigrim's biggest step forward in South Korea. The United States presented a different challenge. It is one of the world's most mature and competitive renewable energy markets, offering Bigrim an opportunity to learn, build partnerships, and establish a foothold for future growth. The same approach shaped Bigrim's entry into the United States. Dr. Link says the move into America was part of a wider global ambition.
We follow our vision. The world wants to decarbonize. We want to be carbon neutral by 2050. We have to do that with renewable power. That's why we went to America. So they worked with Kunsiron Bunrutai. She is in charge of finance and accounting for the whole world.
We entered into US market back in 2023 for the small hydro project, 30 megawatt in Malachar. People would question at that time why. It's not about the scale of the investment, it's about who we jointly investing together. Bigrim got very fortunate way doing business by always having very good and reliable partners. And our key partner in the US is Brookfield.
Bigrim's investments and expansion tie into a much larger ambition. The company's Green Leap strategy to become a green company reaching a capacity of 10 gigawatts by 2030.
In next 5 years, we have to be able to make 10 gigawatt in total capacity, making these energy solutions for our strategic partners, either co-investor or our shareholders.
As Bigrim expands across Asia, Europe, and the United States, a new generation of leaders is helping drive that growth. Executives such as Piradech are taking the company's renewable energy strategy into new markets while building on the values and vision established over nearly 150 years. For Dr. Link, that ambition comes back to one guiding idea.
Doing business with compassion.